Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Wednesday night by Yahweh's Design social chat. Today is the third day of April, year 2024, Wednesday evening, and no particular topic, so this will be an open forum for any issues or questions that the audience may have. We certainly do welcome new folks, if anybody wants to pass the word. To get folks in here with a different point of view, or if they just want to know what's going on, because trust me, a lot of people are confused. Some folks are finally waking up, as we talked about for a long time here, and they're looking for people with answers. And of course, identity answers a lot of things about the world as well as scripture, because again, if you don't know who's who in the zoo, what can you do? I did notice several platforms using some of our material, such as, well, let me know how that works out for you. I have seen other people putting on the little caveat at the end of their emails that says, chew the meat and spit out the bones, and the meat being fish, of course. So chew the meat, spit out the bones, basically read the article or watch the video. You don't have to consume the whole thing. Spit out the bones. Spit out the stuff you don't agree with or you think that's misleading. But that doesn't mean everything being presented is wrong. So try to keep an open mind. I do know we have, even in our own audiences from time to time, we have people with differences of opinion. And we have to remember something, that we are family members and we come here as adults, meaning that we can discuss anything we want to discuss here. Okay, there is no censorship because we all travel different paths. We're all on a different part of our journey. Some are at the beginning, some are in the middle, and some are at the end. And so we're not all going to agree. And I think everybody will admit that all of us have had to change our mind from time to time based on current information. So again, as Christ taught when he walked this earth, you know, try to walk in another person's shoes. Don't judge others, or else you will be judged. And also forgive 70 times 7 and be willing to turn your cheek when you're offended. All of this is to keep harmony amongst the brethren, because as it's becoming very, very apparent, we're all we have here, okay? We've got nobody in government on our side. We've got nobody in the organized church world on our side. The media certainly isn't on our side. Education's not. The school system's not. Television's not. Hollywood's not. Celebrities aren't. Sports figures aren't. Certainly in organized religion, that's nowhere even close to being on our side. And so, you know, we have to remember, we have to rely on each other. So each of us gets a piece of the puzzle to solve. And then as we come together and put line upon line, precept upon precept, we figure out the bigger picture. So basically, just try to keep that in mind as we go through discussions, especially in open forums like this. And again, walk in the other person's shoes, you know, try to keep peace amongst the family members so that we can come to a consensus on what to do and what is happening in the world around us. Because I'll tell you what, it's some bizarre stuff going on out there. I don't really have any earth-shaking information to present right now. So I'm going to just open up the mics and we'll get into a general discussion. So bear with me for just a second as I unmute our guests. And we've got Cody with us now up in New York. So welcome, Cody. And the floor is open. If anybody has something they want to either present and or ask, now's the time to do it. I yield.
Gee, everybody's talking at once now.
Yeah, I just like to say hello to everybody out there.
Hi, hello, Cody.
Everyone is doing well.
How's the weather elsewhere in the country? The Texas weather is absolutely beautiful right now.
Well, it's up here in New York, it's rainy and like 39 degrees, so it's been miserable the last 2 days.
Wow. It's hot here in Florida. It's air conditioners are running, humidity's up. You'd think it was June instead of March, April. So weather is wacky. Our winter has been taken away from us, the lovely winter weather in South Florida. So, but anybody got some more input on what the enemy might be up to here in the first week or so of April? That they might try to hide behind the eclipses to do. I saw somebody put out from one of our identity pastors, he's putting out a warning that the powers that be might try to spray some sort of a contaminant down on people that are outside gazing for this eclipse. I don't know if it's true or not. Nobody does, of course, but that's the rumor. Supposedly coming from an insider. I don't ever go out to watch eclipses anyway. I never have, and I probably won't for this one just because I'm not that interested. But so does anybody have any rumors or reports that have anything to do with what might be done to us or against us in the next couple of weeks? I yield. Jeremiah, I know you were looking into it. Did you get anything? Oh, okay. Cody, go ahead.
No, I have nothing really to report other than they're just continuing with their fear mongering, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. Nothing.
I mean, I would assume that maybe it's just a distraction for something bigger they're going to plan, but it seems to me like it's just a big distraction.
It seems like to me now there's calm before the storm, like we're in the eye of the hurricane and there's stuff going around, but we can't see it. And just, it's like, it's too peaceful. There's not enough fear right now. Pretty soon someone's going to lower the boom.
Get everybody shook up, you mean?
Oh, of course. They can't have us being quiet and peaceful for any length of time.
Yeah, we might actually start working together and figuring out that the enemies in government and the media and all the organizations and corporations, and that we don't need them. Okay, we can figure things out by ourselves. We don't need these people.
It would be kind of nice if they all disappeared, if they all went to South America and left us alone.
Well, we've got the predictions of Revelation about the beast system, which is financial and man-made governments working in collusion with each other. So that is becoming revealed, which is what apocalypse means. So the revelation of who's behind all of the nefarious activities going on in the world, who the bad actors are, that's becoming very apparent to a lot of circles. So, I don't know. It's an interesting time, that's for sure. We have to be prepared for almost anything between now and the end of the year. That's what I think. It's most of our people have been making preparations, so they're not going to be caught with their pants down, so to speak, no matter what happens. But there's a lot of folks out here that are going to be really, really in bad shape because they haven't made any kind of preparations at all. It's much like in the health issue. You know, our people have been trying to follow the food laws for a long time. They're also typically holistic versus the allopathic mainstream media or mainstream medical mafia. And so they're ahead of the game, okay? Our people typically don't listen to what the government says because we know they're liars. And they're all run by Jews anyway who are out to kill us. So, you know, our people typically are ahead. And the rest of the world has to catch up. Hi, Yield. Anybody got anything?
I just wanted to say that a friend of mine, Karen, emailed me today and asked me, with the circumstances that I've been going through in the past 3 weeks, how I felt about pain medicine. you know, after having gone through, you know, the trials that I've gone through. And for years, you know, I don't believe that the medical industry has our best interest at heart. And from what I've been through in these last 3 weeks, I found out that two medicines, over-the-counter medicines, have been the best. And I'm sticking to them. One is Tylenol Extra Strength. The caplets, they're three colors. They're red. Let me see. I got them in front of me. They're red, gray, and blue. And they are not kind of caplets that you can take apart. They're solid. So when you take them out of the jar, you can't have them, they can't contaminate them by pulling them apart and then putting something else in. But I got these from my daughter, who's a nurse practitioner, and beautifully effective in relieving pain, much more so than the regular old Tylenol you get in the bottle, either the solid tablets or the capsules. Those don't do diddly, but these kind really work. They're Tylenol, they're extra strength. They're more expensive, but they really work. And there's another thing that those are good for the daytime, but for nighttime pain and relief of inflammation, the best thing I found is Aleve, A-L-E-V-E, not the generic kind, the naproxen sodium, but the regular brand name Aleve. Two of those taken at bedtime let you sleep like a baby. It reduces the inflammation, and you wake up and you're not all swollen and hurting. So those two things I found have been marvelous in relieving the pain and anguish I've gone through. Without any of the over-counter prescriptions, I haven't needed anything except those two things. So I just wanted to tell people that that's what I found. I'll yield.
How did you spell that, Aleve?
A-L-E-V-E.
Okay, and what's
the brand name?
Right.
The generic of naproxen sodium.
I missed that first part.
Naproxen, N-A-P-R-O-X-Y-N, sodium. Very, very effective at relieving inflammation and pain due from the lesion. And I've tried the generic brands of that, which I've been buying for years, and there's no comparison between the generic and the brand name. The brand name is good. The generics don't work even a third as well as the brand name.
Huh, how about that?
And the Tylenol, they're good. You could take two of them every 6 hours with a total of 4 grams per day. That's all, or else it'll kill your liver. But the naproxen sodium, you can take two of those every 12 hours. And in between, like if during the day you're having pain and you think it's, you know, like a level 2 or 3, but not but much, but just annoying, you can take one of each, one of the Tylenol and one of the Aleve, and that helps it tremendously.
Okay. Good to know.
I recently read that in, I'm going to say, the major cities, many of the major cities in America, many office buildings have offices that are empty.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. That's good. That's news.
Oh, yes.
That means businesses are going out of business.
Well,
that means the financial system in this country is going apart.
Well, that is correct, but that's not well. It's also not good for a lot of the real estate owners or the people in real estate that own these big office buildings, because, well, you know, that's how they make their money, but that's not going to last long for them.
I wonder how much of this is affected by all the invaders that we're having. Businesses are shutting down probably because all these invaders are coming in from other countries and they're afraid they're going to get robbed.
Well, you have the invaders that are doing nefarious things, but you also have the blacks. Sometimes other people too, but predominantly the blacks in certain areas are just on a rampage. In fact, I was at a Dollar General recently down here, and a young black guy walked in rather quickly, walked right past me and went somewhere in the back of the store. And a few minutes later, and I noticed the lady that was kind of like the manager or in charge, she was looked Hispanic to me, but she was up near the register, and she kept looking over my way, and I thought, I wonder what she's looks like she's intent about something. And then all of a sudden, here comes this black guy again, and he goes walking straight out the door, and he holds up like a sweatshirt or some kind of jersey, and he just looks over at her and holds it up in the air and smiles and just keeps walking right out the door. Oh. So it was like, basically, what are you going to do to stop me? You can't stop me. And she just eyes, and I looked over, and I just sort of grinned, and she just shook her head and went back behind the counter, and the guy got away with it. And she didn't even make an attempt to stop him, didn't say anything to him, no nothing. If that's going to go on and on and on, for a while, we're going to pay for it because they're going to jack the prices up and everything to cover the loss of material. But eventually, they're going to close their doors and go out of business because you can't.
That's what will happen.
Yeah, you can't stay in business and have people walking out the door with your merchandise because eventually the people won't pay the price.
That is correct, because a lot of these, and all kind, even the small companies, the small, like Dollar General and all these people, they are told, managers are told that if they notice somebody stealing, not to even approach them and don't even to stop them. That's what they're being told.
Well, that's what I saw happen. Like I said, I didn't, well, she did make a phone call or get on a radio after the guy was long gone. She started talking to somebody and telling them about what happened. So, but again, there was no effort to bring security to stop him. There was no effort to contact the police. So some of the things we're hearing, John, I think is true. I saw the same thing happen at Walmart. There was a tall black guy that had a backpack, and I could tell the security guys were watching him, and eventually, I don't know where he went, but that backpack went from being practically empty to where you could tell it was full of something, and he just walked right out through the garden center and went out into the parking lot and disappeared. Never stopped his register, never paid for anything. So, you know, this...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's because he doesn't want to go through the main front where you have so many of the managers standing around, not doing anything. But different places to steal. Yeah, that's Walmart's one. If a criminal wants to go in there and take something, no matter how big it is, and walk right out the door. But generally, depending on if he or she has a big item, they'll probably go through the gardening section and out the door. I mean, that's an everyday thing all over this country. And shoot, just imagine the amount of money that is lost. But apparently, Walmart has billions upon billions of dollars. I guess Walmart has trillions now. But I mean, I can't see why they don't want to stop criminals from stealing from them. But who knows what else they go through?
Well, let's face it, the communists want this country to basically fall apart, so that out of the ashes they can get rid of our republic the Constitution, the Bible, the white man, Christianity. The Jews want all that gone. And so this is their way to bring it all down so that then they can declare martial law because, let's face it, because they control the money system, they control federal government, they control many of the state governments, they certainly control the major cities, and that's it. Those are huge population centers. And so, and also because of they control the money, they have a lot of influence and control over military, law enforcement, even sheriff's departments, some of them, not all of them, but some of them, and certainly the media. So if you've got all that under your financial control, you can orchestrate pretty much anything you want. And they'll always paint a picture that something else is going on, but that's all it is a picture. This is all part of a plan to bring down the Christian Constitutional Republic, known as the United States, the sovereign states, bring them down, and out of the ashes, the non-whites will rise up because the Jews will empower them until the white man is completely subdued. Then these non-whites will find out what the Jews really think of them, because then they'll turn their attention on the non-whites. So if the non-whites think the Jews like them, they're crazy, because they're only using them. And once they have us under their thumb, then they'll turn their attention on the non-whites, and they'll find out that the Jew isn't going to share the head of the table with anybody else. In fact, they may not even let these non-whites even sit at the table. It'll be all Jews.
We could possibly see martial law this year.
We could. Unless the white man decides to get behind a leader and put an end to this nonsense. So, you know, I've been saying it long. People just aren't paying attention. The only system that's going to help us saving Yeshua's return, or Yahweh in a flesh body reappearing, the only thing that's going to save our bacon is to get back to what our Father taught us right from the get-go, and that's to have a righteous monarch in charge, an elected monarch, not a dictator, not a potent, a grandfather, basically a defender of the faith, who's in charge, and he's got 70 elders or whatever number everybody picks that monitor what he does and give him counsel and all that other garbage. Or you could even pick like one major representative for each of the 50 sovereign states, and they would report to the monarch, and he would then also go through them back to the states to see what help they need. Basically, the states would operate sovereign as sovereigns and individually, and the monarch and at the federal level, at the national level, would only intervene when invited because of something that the local governor or the local state leader couldn't handle. But other than that, the state would handle everything, and the counties would ever handle things, and precincts would handle things, just like under Moses. Okay, it was local. Most of your governance was at the very local level, the precinct level, the neighborhood level. Very little was at the state, and even less was at the national level. That's the way it's supposed to be. But people seem to think that we need to go back to the two-party system to fix our problems when the two-party system created all these problems. Why do we do that? Why do we continue to want to do the same thing that has failed year after year after year after year after year? It's like going back to church. Okay? These churches are whitewashers. There's no truth in them. I mean, look at how lame and impotent they were over the last 4 years, and yet people continue to go to them. Isn't it apparent these people are not men or women of God? They're not going to teach the truth. They don't stand for justice. They don't stand for we the people at all. And yet people continue to either donate to them or give their time to them. I don't get it. Why is it we got to hang on to this antiquated system that we've got that has failed us when there's a time-honored system that the Bible talks about and Yahweh endorses that we could go that way and solve all of our problems? Why is it that we're fixated on the current system that we have to stay with it? I yield.
Well, what we have to do now, I think, is just what you said. They're using all these invaders, the black people, the multicultural system, to show that this is failing us. And when the stores are emptying and everything, and then they're saying, well, see, now we can fix it by putting up these 15-minute cities and putting guards and gates and military law and all that to survey things and put things in place. But we're not to pay attention to that. What we're supposed to do is go back to what the pilgrims did. Get our land with our own people and set up our own communities where none of these foreign people will be allowed. And like you said, set up a system of government as Yahweh has in the Bible and use that for our laws and rules and just don't allow anybody else in. But the government doesn't want us to do that because if they see us doing that, they know it's going to succeed. And they're fearful that we're going to do something like that and have it really boomerang. And that's what we need to do. Keep our eyes off of Babylon and just keep encouraging them to do this crap that they're doing because they're going to kill themselves. We just have to do something else, something completely different. Not even tell them, just get there, out there, and do it. I yield.
Anybody else? I see Randy's with us. How you doing, Randy?
I'm here. Where's y'all?
What's new in your world, brother?
We knew these times were coming, man. I mean, it's here, man. I mean, how else do you say it? It's crazy to think about it because it's like for years and years we talked about the time that we're in, but it's like, we didn't know when. It was just a matter of time, but here we are. I feel that we're at that crossroad. I mean, you know, we have that. We have the choice. We're just gonna keep going with the flow. We're gonna
take a stand against it, right?
Myself tonight. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
right.
It's like we've talked about for years. For so many people, it was easy to dismiss it, don't worry about it, don't pay attention to it. Because even though, like, they were being affected by it, it wasn't quite to the level that it's getting to now, like, where it's things are becoming more uncomfortable. And it's unfortunately, that's when most people really, that's the only time they really care, is when they're being affected. Because any other time, it's easy, who cares, nothing's going to change, look the other way, it doesn't affect me, it does now.
Right.
Yep. And I believe this is all prophecy unfolding. This is what it's taking for our people who are stubborn and stiff-necked to finally return. Well, either return back to the laws of Yahweh or we're finished.
You know, I agree.
I mean, that's
right.
This is it.
Yep, I agree. You're right. We either do it his way or it's over.
That's what cracks something about these politicians, right? Because, like, you know, it's election time, so you're going to have all these politicians out there talking about all the inflation. Well, but they don't, most of them don't want to talk about the Federal Reserve. And even if they do talk about the Federal Reserve, how many are going to make that connection about how our father went into the temple and beat the hell out of them people? Oh, if they do talk about the Federal Reserve, a lot of them won't take it to that next step because it's like what they said for years, right? Oh, politics and religion, man, it's all mixed. I've always said, a lot of other people have always said, but if you put the two together, you understand the real story that's unfolding. Everything starts to make more sense because this isn't anything new. This has been going on since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same battle. It's just like with gun control. Some people, oh, they're not going to take away your guns. Well, they have tried many times all throughout history. Why do we think that we're any different? Oh, and how about the people out there? Oh, well, we don't have to worry about this. We're going to get raptured. Well, you know, the Founding Fathers had it pretty rough. And they didn't get raptured out of here. Why do you think you're so special? You ain't going nowheres.
This is
a battlefield. Our father didn't just want us to be a bunch of weaklings and just, oh, well, when times get bad, don't worry. I'm just going to pull you out of there and I'll take care of your problems. Nah, not that easy. Not that easy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Pastors don't teach that anyway in church. The pastors in church, the rapture.
Lay down and play dead and put your mask on is what they teach. That's what they teach.
Now, you know, they're supposed to be teaching from the good book, the Bible. But what the Bible says with the wheat and the tares are going to be taken out and burned first. But they don't teach that. And everybody thinks, well, if we're going to get, why do anything about it? Because all the people left here are going to get the whole shebang thrown at them and we're going to escape it. And it's just the opposite. But that makes coffers for the churches. That makes them put money in the slot. Hey, we're going to be safe. We're going to be saved. If we go to church every week and put money in the till, we're going to get out of here. And that's evil. I'll yield.
Supposedly, there are more cows and chickens being killed, which is also affecting the food supply crisis. Does anybody know about the food supply crisis and what's going on with it? Any information on that?
I read an article just yesterday about them starting to do the same thing they used to do. Do you remember the movie Soylent Green?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw something like that, that they're going to take the dead bodies instead of burying them and manufacture them to put out food for people. I guess that's because it's not been too successful for them to push eating bugs. Jeremiah's got his hand up. Jeremiah's got his hand up.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, regarding food, on April 14th, we're all getting laid off at my plant.
Why?
Do not know. The excuse the bigwigs are giving us is we already hit our numbers for the year, which, from my understanding, doesn't mean shit for most companies. They'll keep pushing higher and higher numbers and more profits. But according to them, we already hit our numbers for the year, so we're all getting laid off. Whereas when I talked to the people who've been there 15, 20, 30 years, they said, technically true, when we were under the Smucker's brand, the production would be ramped down, but no one would be laid off because we'd be entering the slow season. Now that we're under Post, they're not sure if it's the same reason because they've never been laid off for being slow before at this plant. This is the first time that we're getting laid off. We don't know how long, and the only excuse is we already hit our numbers of profit for the year.
Yeah, so when did Jews ever want to stop making more profit? Okay, so you know that's a bullshit story. So that's interesting. I did not know that. So sorry to hear that, Jeremiah. However, we're working for corporate America, and corporate America is run by the kikes, the Jews. Just as Washington's run by them and the financial system is completely run by them. So they're all in cahoots with each other. And so, as everybody has said here, this is the final push by the communists to put the white, especially the white man, to put him down on the ground, drive him out, because that's why you see nothing but blacks on commercials, on, you go into stores, even down here. Now, down here, the majority are Hispanics, not blacks so much. It's mostly brown. Okay, and yet you go into stores and almost all the managers, assistant managers, clerks, people stocking the shelf, almost all black people now. When I first came down here, predominantly Latinos. Now it's mostly black, a few Latinos, and almost zero whites. So just in the years that I've been here, which is about, I think, 12 or 14 years I've been down here now, I've seen that transition. And for whatever reason, and I think they're pushing the blacks because they know the blacks will respond to whoever's putting money into their pocket much easier than any other race. Now, there's exceptions, obviously. But as a group of people, they tend to go along with whoever's promising freebies and handouts, and they have no problem getting a promotion or a job that they're totally unqualified for. And so they're the perfect people to put in charge because they have a built-in prejudice against whites to begin with, thanks to the media and Hollywood and everything else. So when the Jew owners tell them to put down whites or to suppress whites or to do the things against white people in general down here, they don't have a problem with that. So that's one reason they put them in charge. They'll do literally anything they're told to do. It doesn't matter. Go ahead, Cody.
I think they're called useful idiots.
Useful idiots, that's right. That's exactly what they are. To the communist Jew.
Has anybody thought about going to fast food places lately? I can't. If you go into McDonald's, I don't even know all the ones out there anymore, Wendy's or all those fast food places, if you drive through, every one of them has black people doing the waiting, serving, all that kind of stuff. And to tell the truth, I don't think I could enjoy a hamburger and a milkshake prepared by somebody that hated me.
Well, even the local farmers. The little restaurant right up the road at the farmer's market and all that used to be mostly whites. Occasionally it'd be a Latino. The last time I was in there with a friend of mine for breakfast, the door to the kitchen area opened up and it was all blacks. All blacks. That was never that way before. So what the Jew does typically, because he knows the average white man in America is materialistic to a fault. So all they have to do is make it financially beneficial for them to screw over their fellow whites and even screw over the Latinos to hire and use black people because they're getting some sort of a financial kickback, either a tax break or they're actually getting some kind of assistance from the government. And that's how the Jews operate. They all look what Judas did what he did for what? A bag of shekels. Okay, what are people doing today? People are doing things that are detrimental to their health, detrimental to their neighbors, detrimental to their own family. And why? Because they're given a bunch of digital money. It's not even real money anymore. It's digital shekels, just like Judas did to betray Christ. And people today will betray even their own bodies. I mean, talk about insane. It's bad enough that you'll take money and support stupidity and treason, but you don't even care about your own goddamn body. I mean, how stupid is that? How many people put that shit in their arm for a hamburger or a donut? I think the IQ level must have dropped at least 20 points in the last few years. It's unbelievable.
That's the fluoride in the water.
I don't know if it is the fluoride, because the fluoride's been there for a while, which is a slow-acting way. They've done something to drop the IQ of the average person in this country like a rock. Maybe it's something in conjunction with the fluoride. I don't know. Fluoride will do it over a longer period of time, but they've done something to make people truly like zombies. I mean, their brains do not function.
I know one thing about that is, as a nurse in the hospital for many, many years, I often wondered why doctors ordered low-fat, low-salt diets for everybody to take their blood pressure down, to stop heart attacks and all that, when I knew that the brain needs fat and salt to function efficiently. People that come in with dementia or lower IQs or brain misfunctions are generally found to have too little salt in their diet, too little salt in their blood. It causes a kind of dementia. So all these people that have for years have been advised to eat low salt, low fat diets, this is some of the results of it. I'll yield.
Well, let's qualify that now. Real salt, not that white poison that the Jew puts out on the shelf. We're talking like Himalayan salt or Celtic salt or sea salt. The real salts are beneficial. I drink salt water. People tell me salt water will kill you, but I drink salt water.
You need the sodium itself. It doesn't have to be pure. It's better to eat the pure salt, the sodium chloride, the stuff that's natural. But if you can't get that, there is the sodium chloride in table salt, even though it's not as good for you as the other. But it's still things that your brain needs to function, along with the fats in meats. All that stuff is brain food. The organic or natural is absolutely the best. But if you can get it, don't not eat it because you can't get the natural. You have to have that stuff in your diet in order to think straight. I'll yield.
Yeah, Jeremiah's got his hand up. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up with basically what you started to say, salt water. But actually, a step further, which is another, almost from what I've been studying, a myth that I believed for the longest time, because like we were told, it'll kill you, it'll dehydrate you, and blah, blah, blah. Seawater. In seawater, you will find all 90 minerals that are essential for all organic life in perfect balance. And when
Absolutely.
You look at all the minerals, and you look at the salt content, there is nothing that I found in seawater that would actually cause you to dehydrate or die. It doesn't taste good to drink, but I haven't found anything in it that would actually kill you other than the media saying you will dehydrate and die by drinking water that is minerally charged. Now, there was several studies done on the healing benefits of seawater. One of the studies, I believe, was done in Japan, in which they gave seawater to mice, and the mice that drank the seawater were cancer-free, and they injected cancer cells. They forced these mice to have cancer, but the ones who were drinking the seawater never got the cancer. The ones who didn't drink seawater and drank, I believe it was just spring water, got cancer and died. Another study was done in the United States with just plants, in which this one scientist wanted to grow crops using just seawater. And then he did an experiment and found that the mice that ate the plants that were hydrated with seawater did not get cancer, while the ones that were grown in just, quote, organic soil did get cancer and die. So there's another huge myth that seawater is bad, you don't drink it, yet everything that the scientists have been showing is it cures cancer because it has all 90 of the essential minerals in perfect balance, which you won't even find in springs or lakes or rivers, but it's found in the ocean.
Interesting. Yep. Yep. Well, again, you have to take everything that they've been telling us for years. You got to take it with a grain of salt. I don't care what it is. That's why I experiment with every holistic thing that I get that comes down the pike, I'll look at it as long as I don't see any red flags, of course. And I'm very careful. I mean, I monitor myself to make sure nothing's going to go wrong, but I test everything. And that's why, in my case, I'm using Himalayan salt, which has, it doesn't have the 90, but it's very high in the number of minerals and compounds in it. And I just dissolve it in water. And I don't drink a ton of it, don't get me wrong, but I'll take a couple tablespoons of it throughout the day and then drink some purified water on top of it. And I've never had a bad effect from it whatsoever. In fact, it helps keep the palpitations down. It's got magnesium in it, so that helps with brain function. It helps with digestion. It helps with elimination. And the other thing interesting is seawater is identical to your blood. The only thing missing is the red blood cells. So if you took blood and removed the red blood cells, you would have seawater. Same thing, same compounds, same minerals, same ratios, exactly the same. So again, they lie to us. Usually because they want us to be ill, they want us to have problems because there's money in it. And after all, that is the Jew, that's the God that the Jews worship, is money and power. All right? So if it makes money, they don't care if it kills, maims, destroys, pollutes, terrifies. They don't care. As long as it makes money. And the problem is they've proselytized most of the white race into being just like them. You look at the average white zombie out here today, and they're pretty close to the same thing, okay? They will do pretty much anything to anybody as long as they get to make money, because they just don't care. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care. And now white people are almost as bad. Not all of them, but there's a lot of them who are just like the Jews. I yield. Go ahead.
Well, they don't want us to be using sea salt. And you know how Yahweh has given us oceans full of it so that we would never run short of it. You don't even have to buy salt in the store for cooking. All you'd have to do is be near the ocean and put some of the seawater in a container and let the water evaporate out of it, and you've got powdered salt with all the chemicals in it right there, free charge. Or use the seawater, a jar of seawater in your cooking instead of adding regular, you know, a salt shaker or any kind of salt. We have an abundant supply of it, and yet the government tells us don't eat it and don't drink it. It's ridiculous. I yield.
Yeah, the only thing you'd have to be careful with nowadays is that the seawater, you've got to be careful of the pollutions. You don't want to get seawater near chemical plants or dump sites or anything like that, because Lord knows what's leaching into the water. But if you went out in the middle of the ocean or someplace where there's pristine seawater, I would imagine it would be absolutely fine. But that's a good point, Jeremiah said. You know, if you're somewhere and you've run out of salt, because we have to have salt, you can evaporate seawater, and what's left over is pure, perfect salt in the right ratio and everything else. It's perfect. In fact, if you think about it, that would be a great way to get distilled water for other uses, is to distill seawater, and that way you get both. You get the water vapor condenses and gives you pure water for your tinctures and for drinking and for cooking and all that. And what's left over in the barrel is pure salt. So you've got to met your separation will give you your salt and give you pure water. See, things are not complicated.
What we'd have to do if we're looking for land to settle or something, try to find land somewhere where there's a entrance to the sea and rivers. And if we've got natural water and natural salt water and everything, it's survivable for everything, for growing food, for living. and we could just live off the land. We wouldn't need all that crap that the stores at Walmart and everything sells, because we could do things ourselves by growing hemp and things like that for building products. If we started doing something like that, we'd be on the way now, but I don't know why everybody is afraid to leave Babylon. That amazes me. We look around and see what's happening to it, and we're just sitting here sitting in it and saying, oh, poor woe is us. What are we going to do about this? Maybe if we elect a Republican next time, they'll do better. Or, hey, how about Trump? Let's put him back in and see if he's not going to break his promises next time. I'll yield.
Yeah, we've learned enough already. And I know there's companies in Canada and all through the United States are learning how to use hemp as a building material. Hemp is also used for oil and to make paper. I mean, and besides that, hemp will actually purify the soil. It takes contaminants out of the soil. So, you know, there are people working on it. You won't hear about them. That's the problem. But there's people using hemp products for building materials to build houses out of them. They're basically bug-free. The walls actually breathe, so you don't have any kind of moisture problem or mold problem. Beautiful things. And we're learning about all this stuff. So you don't need all of corporate America's bullshit. Air conditioning, heating, and all these things that constantly break, constantly go up in price. Whereas if we did it the old-fashioned way that our ancestors knew about for thousands of years, you can build dwellings that basically heat and cool themselves. They're called, I think it's called earth-bermed homes, basically with 18 inches of dirt up over the roof. The front of the house is exposed, but the rest of your home is under 18 inches of dirt. Well, once you're down below 18 inches of dirt, the earth itself will cool or heat to keep your house basically right around 60, 65 degrees without any energy, without any furnace, without any ductwork, without any blower motors, fans, contactors, hook up to the electrical company. They've got us tied into all this shit that just keeps breaking. And I'm a maintenance guy. I spent my entire career fixing things. And I'm at that point. I'm tired of fixing things because it just always breaks. They don't make anything to last. Why do we want to do that? Why do we want to hold ourselves hostage to a system that's designed to fail and keep you coming back over and over and over? The doctor doesn't help you get over it because you got to keep coming back. The dentist doesn't tell you about natural things and permanent fixes because they got to have you recycle back in. Same thing with your houses and your cars. And everything breaks. And you're hostage to their financial system and their factories to get stuff to fix it. Whereas you're... we don't need any of that. You've got bamboo, extremely strong plant, like we just talked about hemp. You've got other materials out there. Again, if we used our brains and we built things the way our ancestors did, they would survive for generations. And no need of electricity, no need of the fuel oil or natural gas or anything else. The earth itself, which is Yahweh's gift to us, would take care of us without any ties to the Babylonian system at all. We have that knowledge right now. And maybe the Father is going to drive us into doing that because he's going to make stuff so painful to stay in Babylon that we're actually going to have to leave it and work together and build our communities just like the Amish do. Okay, the Amish are in the world, but they're not of the world. They live separate. They have their own thing going on in their communities. So somebody says, well, you can't do it, or they're going to go in and they're going to Waco you, Dan. They didn't Waco the Amish. Amish are still here. Hello? Everybody's just afraid to do it. They're spoiled. Our people are addicted, just like a drug addiction. They're addicted to technology. They're addicted to the toys. They're addicted to the flat screens. They're addicted to Babylon. That's how it's in the book of Revelation. It says we're drunk on the delicacies of Babylon. That's exactly what that verse is talking about. We are drunk. We're just like a drug addict or a drunk that needs another drink. It needs another fix on the delicacies of Babylon, the things that Babylon is telling you makes your life so enjoyable. Take another puff on your joint. Have another drink of whiskey. Go watch another football game. Relax, slave. Sit in that nice easy chair and watch my flat screen entertainment while I put boobs and butts in front of you and watch all the black guys play football because all the white guys aren't allowed to, even though typically the white athletes are every bit as good, if not better, because they're much smarter. That's just a fact of life. People say, oh, you can't say that, Dan. Really? Sorry. If the truth hurts, that's your fault. You get butt hurt hearing the truth, that's your problem, not mine. It's just a fact of life. But we just can't seem to break the addiction. That's our problem. And I think the Father's going to help us. He's going to kick us in the ass because this system is going to go down. And those of us that do come back together as a community and as a family, we're going to survive just like Noah and his family did. I'm sure they were kind of hesitant getting into that boat. They kept looking back down towards the town and everybody having a gay old time and there were parties going on and people were drinking ale and wines and having fine meals and parties and dances and commerce going on. And they probably were like Lot's wife, you know, and she looked back towards Babylon because we're addicted to it. But at some point, we're going to have to know the rain's coming, meaning the judgment, and we got to come out of it at some point. And personally, I don't think it's all that far away. So we need to at least be thinking about it and talking about it. Because sooner or later, our survival is going to depend on it. I yield. Anybody got anything else?
Oh, you said it perfectly, Dan.
Why, thank you. Well, it's just the way I see it. I don't know. I'm a simple guy, and I'm tired of the failures that this Babylonian system constantly throws at us. And now they're pulling the rug out from under our feet. Now that they think they've got us all completely addicted to their Babylonian delicacies. As a woman,
I would love to see the white men start coming alive. I've lived through decades of watching men go from men to marshmallows. And, you know, in the 40 years now that I've been a widow, I found maybe one or two that would even be worthy of attention. But none of them, very few of them could I ever look at and say, if I were your woman, would you protect me? Because that's what I want as a female. I don't want to be equal with a man. I don't want to boss him around. I don't want to give him honey-do lists or anything. I want to feel secure, warm, loved, and protected. And I would do anything for a man like that. And in my younger days, when I was attractive and all that, I would have given my right arm for one. I couldn't find one then, and I certainly couldn't find one now. I've met one or two in my lifetime. As a matter of fact, I've only met one in my lifetime that was worthy of attention. But that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see some of the men in this country man up. You know, like the men now that are joined in this family discussion and everything. You guys are men because you're willing to listen. you're willing to learn and understand what's going on and try even anything to try to find a way out of it. And we need more men like you. I'll yield.
Yeah, amen to that. I see a lot of cucks today, little soy boys out there that pretend to be males, but they're really, they're just, I don't know, they're just pansies. That's why my website has all those memes and all about lions, you know, that I'd rather go spend time with just a couple lions than thousands of these little soy boys out here, sheep, whatever you want to call them. But we need to wake the lions up. They're the only ones that make a difference. And again, they're not going to be a majority. People, a lot of times people get fixated on this, well, we need great numbers. When has great numbers ever ruled the day? When? Okay?
When the
Leonidas
men, when the
defeated the Persians with 300 plus 7,000 Greeks. That's all. That's all he had, and he beat the Persian army back for days. The Alamo was outnumbered.
When you see the men start coming back, you'll start seeing the women come back gradually, too, because that's what women are looking for. All these feminists that came out of the woodwork way back when in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, the men even understand that most of these women were men. And they got all the women to follow them through telling them they can be just as good as a man. Well, I'm sorry, ladies, if you're listening to this, you cannot be a man. You don't have the equipment and you don't have the head learning. And you don't have the courage, and you don't have the kind of a brain function power to understand the way a man thinks. And this world needs man thinking, that straightforward understanding of what's going on without adding all these trivial little pieces that women are designed to do. Women are designed for raising children, a whole slew of them, and keeping a house in order and keeping things clean and keeping order for a man. That's what women are for. They're not for standing up there and running a corporation right side by side with a man wearing a tie and a pantsuit. So when the men start becoming men again, I think you'll start seeing more women becoming women again. I'll yield.
Well, I've said that myself. I wasn't very popular for saying it amongst the leadership of the corporations, but I've said it for years. And so I'm in that same camp. I've watched it in the United States Air Force. I watched it in the electrical power industry. I watched it in other corporate settings. Everything Ellis said was 100% true, even though there's an occasional exception. Very, very rarely is there an exception to that. So, but part, it's 100% like she said, you know, that they have convinced women that they are on an equal plane with men. Now, there's two different things here. There's a difference between equal rights and equal abilities. We all have equal rights, like to life, liberty, and property. Okay, we all have that. That's true. But to tell me that a woman is equal to me on a football field or a baseball field or an electrical power plant or working on a B-52 bomber and its radar system, I'm going to tell you you're full of shit, okay? I'm going to straight up tell you you're full of shit because it isn't true. In all my years in those industries and in that military, I never saw one that was qualified. All right? Not one time. Now, you would think if everything's equal that I would have run into quite a few of the ladies that could match us out in the field. Not once. But that didn't stop the corporations from putting them in the shop and giving them tools and telling them they were journeymen and everything else. Because that's what the Jews wanted, and that's where they put the money. And so the bosses all went along with it, even though they knew damn well I was right, that it was a waste of time, and it would never work. And it never did work. But they still push it. They still push it. But I was told to tell the truth. And so I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass. I'm here to simply state the facts as I see them. And I spent a lifetime in those careers. And I dare anybody to challenge what I just said, because I was there. I was in the trenches. I saw it. I dare anybody to tell me I'm wrong. I yield. All right, we got Jennifer with us. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi. I was late. I didn't check my...
It's okay. You only get 3 demerits for that.
I'm sorry. I didn't check my email on time. I always look, but I never see that you have anything up, so it's been a while. Who's on? Is Ella there?
Yep, Ella's here.
I'm here, Jennifer.
Are you feeling better?
I'm hanging in there, and I'm getting better one day at a time. I'm doing things I never thought I'd be able to do. Now, just try taking your right hand and duct taping it to your waist for 3 weeks.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's challenging. Try opening a box of Rice Krispies.
One-handed.
One-handed.
Try doing anything one-handed. Okay, you want to
try pulling up your panties.
I broke
my right wrist, and I'm right-handed.
Yeah, you're right-handed. Oh, great.
Today I got
a couple of boxes from Amazon with stuff that I needed to help assist my life. And as I looked at the boxes, I said, what am I going to do with these boxes? So what I did is I took a box cutter and I whipped the hell out of them. It took me 3 hours, but I got them out of the boxes.
Yep.
You know, Pastor Dan, I'm convinced if I had to use one hand and I had that baseball bat and I was within about, 1 to 2 feet of Joe Biden, it wouldn't be no problem, man.
Amen. Yay.
I would learn to be a left-handed hitter.
I mean, it's not really my choice of weapon, but I mean, if I had a bat, I had a bat's a bat.
Well, I'll tell you what. Remember what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said about the Russian. Well, it wasn't a Russian revolution; it was a Jewish takeover of Russia. He said, if we had rebelled, even with hammers and pitchforks, we could have overthrown them, because the Bolshevik Jews were greatly outnumbered by the white Russians. And yet, like little sheep, they let the Bolsheviks terrorize them and murder them by the hundreds of millions. It's just unbelievable. I don't know what happened to our people. I don't know if it's a spiritual thing. I don't know if it's in the water. I don't know if it's a natural cycle, but man, what happened to the testosterone levels of our people?
Well, look, just in the last couple of years, how they've convinced a lot of people that an insurrection is a bad thing. It's like, that's how our country started. But they got the people out there thinking an insurrection is a bad thing now. It's like, that's what we celebrate every July 4th.
Right, but the current insurrection is the communist insurrecting in our country. We need to. We have the right to repel these invaders, these parasites.
Absolutely.
All right, they're sucking the lifeblood out of our society. Right.
And I'm not saying that we get the right because of what's written in the Declaration of Independence. That's just. Our people have just forgotten who the hell they are.
They sure
don't
as
have
well
to take
have.
Crap from nobody, man. I remember years ago when I went down and confronted a lot of people in the Republican Party, and there was a lot of people, like even in like the what they call the white nationalist movement, they would criticize me for that. Oh, I wouldn't go down there and do that. Why the hell not? When the hell are we going to get off our ass, right? But when those of us decide to go do something, keyboard commandos don't want to just criticize what we do. Right. It's like, geez Louise, people. I went down there and called them traitors, and I didn't get physical with them, but I went down there and they weren't used to that. I went down there and got them on camera, called them all traitors, scumbags. This is going back. This is way before the Tea Party stuff. This is like 2008, 2009. I went down there, but their county convention, I called them traitors, scumbags. They were all scared, man. They were calling the cops. They didn't know what to do.
Right. There's a crazy white guy telling us what we are. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and then people just criticize me for that. Oh, I wouldn't go down there and do that. Come on, man. That's not the way to do it. Okay. Now here we are. Things are only getting worse.
Well, they say, too, that bad politicians are elected by good people who don't vote. But they don't give us anybody to vote for. I can't see anybody going to the voting booth and voting for those candidates that they put in front of us. When you get a choice between even Biden, Obama, I don't understand it. I do understand it.
In the world of politics, I mean, your average person's never going to run or even try to run for anything. And the very few people that do, I mean, those are the movers and shakers, and they're going to get involved. But, most people are only going to vote, and that's all they're ever going to do. They're not going to directly necessarily get involved in anything themselves. Other than just, it's election time, let's go vote, and that's it. They go back to the football and all the other entertainment stuff that they like to watch. That's society that we live in. People just don't care. And that's
well, they better start caring pretty soon. We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to care when they can't go to the prices are up on everything, but boy, when they can't go to that store and get that food and, yeah, now they're facing going hungry. Although, yeah, they'll really start to care then.
Oh, by the way, somebody mentioned it earlier. I think it was Ella that was talking about they're trying to figure out ways to compost human bodies and get it back into the food chain, a little bit like the movie Soylent Green. But they're also doing that. They're also doing that with insects. They know the average person doesn't want to eat them, so what I'm saying is we need people doing deep dives into how the lying Jew is going to hide human material in your food supply and insects in your food supply, because they're not going to put it on the label. Oh, we've got melted down human bodies in here. But you're not going to see that. They're going to give it some, just like they do with red number 5 and blue number 6, which is an artificial chemical dye for coloring, which is killing people, okay? So they're going to hide it with some kind of a number or a fake name, just like now most people know about monosodium glutamate or MSG, okay? So now you don't see that on any labels. It's hiding in spices and natural flavoring. Okay, when you see that, it may or may not be there, but the lying pieces of shit in our legislatures are allowing these Jewish corporations to hide things like MSG and other contaminants that are harmful under different names now. So, Yahweh's screaming at us, grow your own food. I know that's tough. Nobody wants to do it, but he's screaming at you. You're being poisoned. Grow your own food. Raise your own animals. Or at the very least, if you don't want to do it, go to the local farmer and rancher who is doing it right. But for God's sakes, get out of Costco and Walmart and Target and all the rest of them. Because they're putting that shit on the shelf and they're hiding what's in it. And you're eating it. And you're thinking you're eating something because it tastes good. You don't even realize the taste that you taste, it's almost like the movie The Matrix. Your brain is telling you, oh my gosh, these scallops taste wonderful. These Rice Krispies, wow, they taste good. You don't even understand that that's chemically induced into your brain. And that's a fact. It's not a natural flavor.
Dan?
It's chemicals.
In the Bible, it even predicts that in the latter days, near the end of this age, people will be eating their own babies. How do we know what they're doing with these aborted babies? And when they come out with something like Soylent Green, what if they come out with some kind of a new green potato chip? Very good for your health. But do people even realize that people are not meant to eat people? There is a disease process called Kuru, that if people eat the flesh of another human being, their brain becomes diseased and it dies. So we have to be very careful about what's put into our food. And like you said, until we start growing our own food and making our own food and putting our own food together, we're going to be in deep trouble soon. I'll yield.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of news articles out there, front and center. Here's one from CNN, of all places. It says Tyson Foods, one of the biggest meat producers, is investing in insect protein. That's in your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's just from October 20th, 2023.
Right. That's what this Midwestern farmer was on a video earlier today that I saw, and he was trying to warn people. He said, they're hiding it in the coating. Your package still has a label on it, but you better learn how to interpret how they lie about the things they're putting in your food. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised what you're eating, especially if you go to the fast food places. Oh, my God. It's just, even the restaurants, look, you got to remember something. Fast food, restaurants, etc., they're owned by who? Corporations. Corporations are owned by who? Mostly by Jews. And so do you think they're going to go out and look for prime cuts of meat and all to put in your Wendy's burger or your McDonald's burger? Do you actually think that? No. They're going to put whatever makes them the most money. So when the Jew up the street that makes this Soylent Green bullshit or puts insects in there comes down and says, hey, Shlomo, how about selling my stuff in he says, certainly, because I can make more money because you're going to sell it to me for cheaper because these idiots are going to buy it regardless. All I got to do is make it look pretty and I'll throw in some chemicals, make it taste good. It's poison. It's like one guy said one time, you know, if I covered arsenic with chocolate, most people would eat it. And that's true. They would. Just put it in chocolate and set it out there and they'll eat it. Oh, man, this chocolate's great. Well, you know there's arsenic in it. What do I care? Well, arsenic will kill you. See, that's where we're at. All they got to do is cover it in convenience. Or covered in something that tastes good like chocolate, and most people will eat it. And they don't even care what's inside. They don't really care.
You know,
it looks good.
It seems repulsive when you go through these fast food places and they have hired all these black people that hate the white people, and you order a chocolate milkshake. What is in that chocolate milkshake besides brown chocolate?
Well, that's a whole other thing right there. Yeah, I don't know what it takes to make our people wake up. I really don't. I'm pretty frustrated. I've been doing this for a long time. I thought for I thought we'd have rebellion by now. I really did. When treason is so damn obvious, the genocide of the white race, the destruction of white civilization, I thought white men would rise up. I've got to tell you, I'm greatly disappointed. I'm tremendously disappointed. I might actually leave this earth before I see white people stand up and even defend their own families anymore. I thought by now that white people had integrity and cared enough that they would at least fight to survive. The animal kingdom does that. Animals! Animals! Will protect their children, protect their own species. And white men don't. White men don't give a shit. Their women can date whoever they want. They can produce half-breeds. We can destroy our own civilization. We can even drive our race right out of existence. White men don't give a shit. They'd rather make sure that their pensions are safe and that their two cars and their motorcycle and their 3,000-square-foot house is good. That's it. They don't care. Well, what do I care, Dan? That you're talking about 50 years down the road. I'll be dead by then, Dan. What do I care? I've actually had people tell me that, by the way, so don't tell me that's a joke. I've actually had middle-aged white men look at me and tell me, I know what you're saying, Dan, but I'll be dead. And when I ask him, well, what about your children and grandchildren? He said, that's their problem. That's your white men today. That's their problem. That's what's wrong with white people.
I usually go to the farmer's market, but now there's no telling what's going on with all the chemtrails that's getting in our food, too. So it's never ending.
Well, the ultimate solution is to get rid of the bad apples. Get rid of the bad actors. That's the ultimate solution. All this stuff goes away if you cut the root of the tree out.
Well, two states are supposed to be banning it, but that's not going to happen for a while.
Well, the root of the tree is still there. They'll just figure a way around it, or they'll just do it anyway and do it at night when nobody sees them.
I know.
You've got to get rid of the root of the problem.
Right.
I mean, we have to face that. We're looking for soft and easy fixes, and there are none. You have an enemy who is doing everything to destroy you. The only solution is equal force, far against far. That's it. Meet out on the battlefield and may the best man win, because that's it. These bastards are never going to stop.
Right. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Telegram. Everybody knows. Cynthia McKinney is really going all, you know, hog wild about showing that the Jews, you know, because she was involved, you know, when she found out about 9/11. So, I mean, the only person I really follow on Telegram is her.
Well, even Mike Adams just put out a video saying Israel is the greatest threat to the United States there is. They're not our friends.
Right.
So Mike
right.
Adams has put out the information.
Right. Yeah, I know. He didn't want to believe it to begin with. I know my friend Deborah Cox, who got thrown off of Facebook, sends me all of his videos, and I finally got to subscribe. So.
Right.
Yeah.
People are starting to figure it out. But here again, okay, now we've identified the root of the tree. When are we going to cut it out?
Uh-huh.
That's the next step. So be praying about it and meditating on it, thinking about it, pass the word, because it's almost time to fix bayonets.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Any last words? Before we go, I yield.
Thank you, all of you who have showed up for this meeting. It's those of you faithful ones that make us feel like we have somebody to talk to and somebody to converse with. And I, for one, really appreciate every one of you. I'll yield.
Is Charles in?
No.
Online?
No.
Anyway.
We have John and Randy and Jennifer and Cody and Pastor Dan and me.
Jeremiah was here for a while. Who?
Jeremiah was here for a while.
Well, I heard somebody talking that I didn't recognize the voice.
Probably Randy.
Where's Randy from?
Michigan.
Okay, probably. Yeah. Hi, Randy. Hello. Did he leave already?
No, he's here.
Oh, well.
He said hi.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry I was late. Lately I check and there's no call in, so I just opened my email after watching Rima Lebo go on and on and on about exiting the WHO and that we have to go beyond that. Canada and the U.S. needs to get out of the United Nations.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, we've known that for years. But you got to have real leaders that care about fixing problems. You don't have that. Politicians don't want to fix anything. They're like doctors. They don't want to cure anything. There's no money in it. Politicians don't want to fix the system because they're getting bribed not to. You got to have real, and that's why I'm saying, you're going to have to get back to a righteous monarchy. Get used to it, because that's the only way it's going to get fixed. You're not going to elect your way out of anything. They're not going to do it in England. They're not going to do it in Europe. They're not going to do it in Canada. They're sure as hell not going to do it in the United States. No. They've rigged the system. It's broke. You ain't fixing it. Period.
Right. You have to create a new one.
Well, righteous monarchy. We don't have to create anything. It's been used by our people for thousands of years successfully. We just got to get back to and stop listening to these damn people in education and politics and the media that tell you to forget about it. Why do you think one of the first things the Jews wanted to do in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion was to take down the Christian monarchies? Because they work.
Well, Yahweh is our king right now. We just have to respect that fact and live as if he is.
No, that's right. So, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody and then close this in prayer.
Okay.
Yeah, bless everybody.
God bless.
Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to come together as a family. We just pray that our hearts would stay pure, stay focused on you. We also pray for your guidance to daily wash us anew as new creatures in you, that your Holy Spirit takes control over our flesh, and that we would go forward as good ambassadors to you and for our people, and teach the truth and give people encouragement to take a stand. Courage is contagious. And so we have to be bellwethers at this time. We have to show courage and wisdom to our brethren. Help us to that end, Father. Guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.